Dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, it's a great honor for me to have this opportunity to say just a few words about the archival infrastructure this afternoon. Ivan was happy when the National Archives of Hungary joined this DCNet community, saying we know about almost nothing about archives. Actually, it was quite surprising for me, because the archival institutions were the first who accumulated digital records. For example, in Denmark, the collection of born digital records dated back to 1972. Almost all Scandinavian countries started then, and shortly after the others in the continent. Bundesarchiv in Germany holds many databases from the German Democratic Republic. TNA, the National Archives of the United Kingdom, developed the most successful tools in digital preservation, pronoun format catalog, and Droid characterization service. Our Swiss colleagues developed the SIART format and the SIART tool, which become a quasi-standard in the field of preserving relational databases, and it became a standard in Canada and in Denmark. Preserving born digital records for the long term preserving born digital records from the long-term benefit of future generations is the core business of the current archives. Besides that, huge efforts were made to digitize the papers and other analog formats. In total, in France, there are approximately 175 million digitized pages, 130 million in Sweden, thanks to the Media Converting Centrum, Media Conversion Center in Fransta, produce about 100,000 digital images per day. This scanning facility is outstanding in Europe regarding capacity for scanning of historical documents. Norway had 3 million, Germany 5 million. Even in small countries like Estonia, there are 6.5 million digital images with 7 hours of video, 10,000 maps, and over 400,000 photos are digitized and available online. In Hungary, the digitization of the most valuable archival collection started in 1999. Since then, we have finished more than 40 projects. These projects were really diverse regarding their financial, technical background, as also related to the contributing partners. Only our commitment was constant during these years to digitize and provide access to as many records as possible. One of our most important treasures is our collection of 107,000 medieval parchment dated back between the 12th and 16th centuries. At the end of the long 3 years project, we digitized all of these records. Electronic images of the documents are presented today, presented together with a detailed description for each manuscript, shortened transcriptions and translation of the manuscripts, and also linked with the formal publication of each, if available. There is online access to the minutes of the most important central committees of the former Communist Party. This service is very popular, and the great presentation tool using Microsoft Silverlight technology helps the researchers navigating easily on the records. The same service provides the records of the Nagy Imre trial. The Prime Minister of the 1956 revolution was executed in 1958. The records of the trial were digitized on the fifth anniversary of his execution 3 years ago. Altogether, we in the National Archives of Hungary have 6 million individual records in 29 terabyte storage space. So this is the situation in the National Archives of Hungary and the archival domain, and we'd like to speak something about the differences as we see the differences between the different domains. Latest articles, conferences, stress the similarities of the memory institutions. Today, Mr. Laszlo Kovács also criticized the sharp distinctions between domains of cultural heritage institutions. Of course, there are differences as well. In an archive, each record is unique, individual item. There is no copy. If something loses, it loses forever. Libraries collect published materials, secondary sources. If a book is damaged, it probably can be replaced. In contrast to libraries, Okay, then a couple of words about the missed slides. So we have 45 digitization projects, and we in the National Libraries, we have a catalog on the digitization projects. It's a service, internal service, it's an internal catalog in order to have all the metadata about the digitization projects, about the formats, the contributors, our partners. Each item in this list, in this catalog, is related to the long-term storage and the archival storage of these digitized materials. You can see at the top, the number of the files and the storage place. It's refreshed by the changes in each occasion. The next slide is about federated search service of our databases. In the archival sector, in the archival domain, we have not. We have description not at the level of the descriptive units, but also under them. So we have more detailed databases which contains the content information about the records. During the years dated back to the 70s, we accumulated more than 20 databases, and we now developed a federated search for these databases as well. This is a slide about a service, European service, in which I would like to illustrate that the archives are great contributors for the European as well. These images from the National Archives of the Netherlands, and the Hungarian soccer player Ferenc Puskás is on the picture. When he attended a Real Madrid Feyenoord match during the 70s. Okay, we left the issue at the differences of the cultural heritage domains. After the uniqueness of the archival records, we can mention the copyright issue. Copyright is not the main issue in the archives, but we also have restriction of the records, but different restriction, access restrictions. For example, we have confidential records in our archives. We have a 30 years rule. We have bank secrets, trade secrets. But the main issue, the most important issue in the archives, are personal data protection. This is very important because it's easy to see its impact on the infrastructure, in the actual infrastructure. There are many lawyers who prescribe that in the archives there is need a physical separation of the IT system, so there is no cloud allowed by the lawyers at all. Yes, I mentioned the personal data protection as an important issue. So conflicting interests were shown very clearly when we published the records of the Nagyimre trial. It led to a public outrage because, according to the law, we publish only the records where the concerned people agreed publication. Public archives are part of the public administration as well. The term archives doesn't mean simply a special type of memory holder, but refer to an institutional functionality as well. As the Council of the European Union declared in 1983, the processing and critical analysis of community archives is not only of value to historical research in general, but can at the same time facilitate the activities of bodies involved in community affairs, and thereby contribute to the better attainment of all the community's objectives. So archives support good governance and accountability by offering reliance and confidence in the authenticity, worth, and reliability of the information in its charge. The different role leads to a different holding. We have to manage not simple objects, but systems instead. Most part of our holding consists electronic records management systems. For example, the Central Office of Justice, responsible for the huge amount of record created under the Compensation Act in the 90s, has more than a dozen badly documented legacy databases related to 12 kilometers of records. I don't want to be accused exaggerating the differences. The digital preservation and access inevitably provides many, many fields where cooperation could contribute to the more effective use of resources and to avoid parallel and duplicating efforts. My intentions are to attract your attention to the diversity of our domain in order to be more effective in our way planning, designing shared infrastructure. We experience the diversity of records, diversity of digital material inside our collection as well. When we speak about shared infrastructure, it means different, diverse software, hardware, service requirements. I would like to use the widely accepted OAS model as a guide through the processes to demonstrate this. At the ingest side, there are different channels of ingest into our collection. Technically, we are ingesting file systems and electronic records management systems. We are on that, the latter, let in a more automated way from the public authorities. We are on that, the latter, let in a more automated way from the public authorities. They are more concerned about the legacy systems. In this, there are cooperation opportunities in making EU-level standards for schemas, metadata, and file formats. There are cooperations and shared software applications, even in service way, between archives. Other way of ingest is web archiving. In this field, the libraries were the most active players, but the web content is also related to the collections of public archives. Digitization is also a workflow where, in spite of the differences of the material, a shared workflow would be adaptable. Virus detection or OCR also would be a field of shared services. The storage. The most important factors in archival storage management are the SLA levels and the security of the original copies, it's easy to concede that we have to guard the original unique items as a real treasure. But there are no master files only in our collection. When we take a picture on a medieval parchment for security purposes, we make a copy. If we microfilm it in order to provide it to the researcher, we make a copy of a copy. If we digitize the microfilm to put the web, we make a copy of a copy of a copy. Needless to say that we don't need a higher security level with redundant equipment and security copies with different geographical location for such kind of material. The financial consequences of a 0.001 digit are extreme and duplicates the cost of a system. This also link to the high resolution or lossless compression issue that Lajos Wunderwirst raised a couple of minutes ago. Data management. There are differences on metadata archives. There are differences also on metadata. Archives prefer encoded archival description, but the European APNET portal has an interface for the current and promised European schema as well. The reason for the differences is that the library and metadata are less hierarchical, more flat, I mean. In spite of this significant difference, the libraries and manuscript collections have similar collections or record types like letters, architectural records, oral history or maps. Why don't we have shared tools for describing these kind of records? Why don't we have shared tools for describing maps, for example? The National Library have a map collections. We also have a map collections. Why don't we have a shared database or shared tools for describing these material? And access. Of course, the access is the most important core mission of all memory institutions. The new Renaissance report stated the Europeana to the focus of this activity. Archival institutions are among the greatest content providers for the Europeana. The APANET site is a good aggregator for the European archival material. Besides that, the national initiatives, like the Hungarian archival portal or the Manda project, also became national aggregators for Europeana. The potential cooperation fields would be using search methods like semantic search and system of controlled vocabularies would be also key elements of this infrastructure. Sorry, I spoke too much. Okay. Some closing remarks. Despite much talk over the past decade about the convergence of libraries, archives, and museums in terms of information management and retrieval, there has been not too many concrete actions. The Electronic Archives Project of the National Archives is an existing project, aims to develop shared infrastructure for all Hungarian archives, including storage, ASP services, shared portal, and shared archival information system as well. Hopefully the Manda project will be also a platform for shared access for the Hungarian cultural heritage. As a department head of the Electronic Records Division, I think that we can, what we can and must do is to make a further step toward the cooperation. The systems necessary for digital archiving our enterprise or high-end IT system cost no end of money. We could say that developing 27 times similar services is the waste of the European taxpayers' money. Facing with serious cuts off in many countries, 20% regarding the national archives of Hungary, we simply don't have this money. I think the next step should be shared services, shared infrastructure, respecting the diversity of collections, diverse requirement of institutions based on the experience of existing institutions. Agreeing with Mr. Kovács in this aspect. With this, we can take further steps toward the new renaissance instead of a digital dark age. Ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues, thank you for your attention.